Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erechen, Perikhes, Mishnah Aleph, ha magdish es sadeu, b'shoshe eino yoivol. Person goes, he's magdish his field, but there's no yoivol now. And we don't mean that it's not the yoivol year. Yoivol is not noheg. It's during a time that there is no yoivol. What does that mean? When is there a time that there's no yoivol? Sagt about Tanura, after Shevet, Reuven and Gad went into Galus, yoivol became batal. The pasuk says, "A karasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yeshvea." Yovel is only b'zman shekol yeshvea aleh, when all the shvatim are in Eretz Yisrael. There is a machlokes rishonim exactly how many shvatim have to be in Eretz Yisrael, how much of each shevet have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Rashba says you have to have roiv of each shevet. According to Taisus, even a little bit of each shevet. But once you don't have all 12 shvatim, then there's no yovel. That's what the Mishnah means, ha-magdish. Asidei, this person was magdish. His field, b'shoshe, eina yoivul, when yoivul is not noyig. Oimrim loy, so the gizbari of Hegdish, the treasurers of Hegdish, give the owner the first chance to redeem the field. They say to him, psacha terishin, give us the first offer. You want to give you a chance before we give anyone else a chance. Why? So the Mishnah explains, shabailim, because the bailim that redeem the field, noisnim chaymish, they add a fifth. The Kol Adam and other people that were redeemed the field, Eina Naisen Chaimish, would not add a fifth. Now suppose I was Magdish my field. And the Gizbar comes to me and says, okay, how much are you offering to get it back? And I'm going to say, what do you mean how much I'm offering? The Torah says, for every base core, 50 shekel. And the Gizbar will say, no, I'm sorry, that's Bezman Shayoivel Noyek. Not when there's no Yoivel. When there's no Yoivel, so we're going to get the best price for it. So normally the Bailim would wind up giving Hegdish the best price, because whatever the price is, they have to add a fifth. Now again, what does it mean to add a fifth? It means a chaymish milabar, a chaymish on the outside. It really means a fifth quarter. You have 100. How many quarters are there in 100? 4. 25, 25, 25, and 25. Well, you add a fifth 25. That's what it means, a chaymish. At least that's what it means over here. Now actually, says the Batanura, that there are three reasons we offer it to the Bailim first. First, as the Mishnah explains, the Bailim add a chaymish. Second of all, there's a mitzvah of geula, of redeeming it by the master, by the one that was magdashit, because the pasuk says, if he doesn't redeem it, so it's mashma, he's supposed to do it first. And third, besides for the fact that he asked add a chaymish, the chances are he'll offer the best price because he's going to want back his field. There's a rule, and you may remember this from Masechtas Bava Metziah, Roitza Adam Mekam Shalai, a person really wants back what he worked on. So the chances are he's going to give the best price. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Maisa, there was a story. Be'echad by one person, Shehigdish as Sadeu, that was Magdish his field, and Neira Asa, because the expenses of the field was a lot more than the profit he was making on the pay raise. Amru Loi, so the treasurers of Hegdish said to him, okay, Psach HaTarish, you want to redeem your field? Give us the first offer. Amar, so this Magdish said, remember, he didn't want the fields. He said, you want me to make an offer? I'll make an offer. Harei Shali be'isser. I'll take it back for an isser. How much is an isser? Says about Tanura, 8 perutais. Not a lot of money for a field. Which was another way of saying, I don't want this field. Amar Rabbi Yaisi said that wasn't the story. Loi Amar said, this person didn't say for an isser. El rather, he said, I'll take it back, b'kebeya. He offered an egg for it. And he would get it. Shehegdish nivda b'kesef. You can redeem Hegdish either with money or shavikesef, or something that has the value of money. Either way, Amalai, the Gizbar said to him, Higi Ascha, it's yours. Whether he wanted to or not, he got it back. Nimsa, so it turns out that the person that was Magdish this field, Mafsid Isser, he lost an Isser, he gave it to Hegdish. But, v'sedei ulefanav, he was trying to get rid of his field, he had better figure out a different way to do it other than being Magdish it. He thought, okay, who needs this field? I'll Magdish it. But the Gizbar comes to him and says, you have to give the first offer. And he has no choice, he has to give the first offer. So even though he said a ridiculously low offer, either 8 perutais, which is an Isser according to the Tanakhama, or an egg according to Rabbi Yaisi, guess what? He gets it. So he accomplished nothing other than losing an Isser or an egg. All right, we'll soon see what this machloikis is between the Tanakhama who said that he offered an Isser and Rabbi Yossi who says he offered an egg. But first, let's chazer over the Mishnah. If someone is Magdish a field when there's no Yoivol, It doesn't go with the set price. It goes with how much the field is worth. And the Bailim have to give the first offer. We want the Bailim to give the first offer because they're Maisa V'chaymish. That's what the Mishnah says. Matanura adds two other reasons. It's Masha from the Torah that you want him to redeem it first. And also there's a greater chance that he'll give more money because the person wants back what he toiled on, what he worked on. Except for the once was a story where the field cost him more money for keeping it than if he somehow was able to give it away. So he decided it's going to be Magdashit. But the Gizba says, you have to give us an offer. So he gave a very low offer. According to the Tanakhama, an Isser. According to Rabbi Isaiah, an egg. And he got it back. He got his field. Nobody wanted to offer more. So it turned out he lost an Isser and he got back his field. Now, why does the Tanakhama say he offered an Isser? Rabbi Isaiah says, no, he offered an egg. Everyone agrees. You don't have to offer money. You can offer Shava Kesef, the value of money. The problem is like this. The Bailim have to add a Chaimish. Tanakhama holds because the Bailim have to add a Chaimish. And as we explained, the Chaimish is a Chaimish Milabar. It means a fourth, fifth. So the offer has to be at least four prutas. Because if I offer four prutas, I add a Chaimish. How much is a Chaimish going to be? Another pruta. But if it's less than four prutas, so how am I going to add a Chaimish? It's only going to be a fraction of a pruta. There was no coin worth less than a fraction of a pruta. Of course, you can find something maybe that's worth less than a fraction of a pruta. But the Tanakhama says, it won't work. There has to be a chaimish, and the chaimish has to be at least the pruta. So therefore, you can't redeem anything, even if there's no better offer, for less than four prutas. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi says you could pay a chaimish, even if that chaimish is less than a pruta. So therefore, the egg would work. Either way, if this person wanted to get rid of his field by giving it to Hegdish, that did not work.